Single Brother podcast. Woo! With me, Ashton Dowling, and my lovely guest,
Ellis Fulton. What a beautiful day it is in Rome.
In case you're wondering about the absolute randomness of the ukulele, Ellis is a music teacher, so...
Yeah, that's
where we're... So we were like, would we pick up the ukulele as well? And we had to!
I'm actually teaching her how to play it. She's not doing
Oh my
it.
God!
You can do it now,
Will
right?
you? Mm-hmm. Would it be hard? Even if I was, if you taught me to teach or to play it one tune, I'd be
yeah,
happy.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I could teach you how to play an easy song, yeah.
Surely, easy peasy. Right. That's next on the agenda. Thank you, Ellis.
Let's get down to business.
Right, so this is Ellis, my lovely friend. No, sorry, need to stop with the accents. We always do English, Kerry, American accents when we're with each other, so need to cut that out right
now. Cut it out as you go back into another accent.
It's so hard.
I know.
I can't stop doing it. When I'm with everyone else, I never do it. Anyway, so Ellis is from Scotland. She is my friend from work. We just actually recorded an episode about traffic control, but we're going to do the Love Island one first. We were going to have one episode altogether, actually, of both of them, but we spent so long.
We talked too much, basically, yeah?
Yeah, we spent so long doing traffic control. I was like, sure, obviously, we'll just make it into two.
Yeah.
So Love Island is going to be the first one. Obviously, this episode that you're currently listening to, because we're currently up to date on it, so yeah. Otherwise we'll be behind. Anyways, Ellis, tell us a little bit about yourself, my love.
Which accent would you like?
No, you're normal. Scotland.
So, my name is Ellis. I'm from Scotland. I've been in Australia for 4 years now.
Crazy.
What is going on?
The time doesn't belong going, girl.
Tell me about it. I've been here for 4 years. I've been doing... I'm a music teacher back home. I've been doing traffic control now for 2 years. Oh no, this is it. This is the...
Yeah, this is the Love Island episode. Girl, wake up and send the disease.
Sorry, I'm all confuzzled.
No, but that's fine. You can
yeah, I've been doing traffic control for 2 years, which is a blessing in disguise, as that's... Where I met you.
Ashlyn.
That's how we met. That's how I'm here today. And I'm grateful, yeah. Basically, that's me in a bubble.
Right. So, on this episode, we are discussing Love Island. Whether you love it or you say that you hate it, I'm pretty sure you secretly love it. It's Car Crash TV, but we love it. And we talk about it all the time, and we send each other voice notes about it, discussing it in
detail,
in utter detail. So we said, look, obviously, why would we not do an episode on it? Right, so where will we begin?
No, where will we begin? Basically, I would just like to start by saying, fair play to the producers for turning it around, because for a while there we were really bored, weren't we, watching it?
We were hating it.
Yeah, we were like, lads, this is the worst season.
Yeah, I was ever. Very, very disappointed, especially because there was none last year. So I was like, so we've waited 2 years for this? Piece of shit.
Yeah, no.
No, sorry.
It was
no,
very bad there. Good. And they've somehow managed to
really
turn it around.
And I was like, I thought Casa Amor was going to be a flop, because I was like, sure, nobody fancies each other anyway. Yeah. But little did I know.
It's actually been crazier than I thought it could have ever been.
Yeah.
With what they've done, like, you know. Anyway, so we'll talk about it.
Yeah, so we'll start off with... We'll start off with the preview, like the people, a few of the ones that are gone, not everyone that's gone, but like...
Oh, yeah.
We'll say Brad. Woo! We both said Brad at the same time.
Girl.
Brad. Handsome, 12 out of 10 looking fella.
Wow, yeah.
Amazing. Chiseled, gorge, very much my type.
My type on paper.
No, but like I... Yeah, he's just my type, which is, what's my type? Baby face.
Baby face, yeah.
Yeah.
Not like me.
And we're complete opposites. Ellis likes An older man.
Like an older man that knows what he's doing. No, I just don't like little boys, basically. Yeah.
No, I don't like little boys. I just like them to look. I just like them to look like little boys. No, I just like... I'm not about that rugged, older man look for some reason. I don't know why it is. I think it's because maybe I'm... It's not secretly immature. I'm a child at heart.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, I'm...
But I am as well. Like, I'm such a little child.
Oh, yeah, that's such a little child. We're getting weird here with the way we're describing
it. We're getting spicy with this episode, ladies and gentlemen.
No, but I don't know what it is. But anyways, that's what that's my...
Yeah, but anyway, Brad is your type to the T, basically, wasn't he? Yeah. When you see him, you were like, that's a bit of me.
Yeah. But he really let me down then.
Big time, his personality.
Just wasn't there. Just. Like, honestly, for me, like, and for most people, I'd imagine, but it doesn't, honestly, it really doesn't matter how good looking you are.
No.
Because, and I knew it as well, I was like, it's too good to be true. Like, his personality is going to be, he's just, there was no crack out of him. There was no, lad banter, kind of just.
And it was all about him, wasn't it? He never asked any questions. Yeah. He was so self-involved. It was sad.
Yeah. There was just no crack. Like, do you know, no. Messing. There was no messing out of him. Not that we saw, anyway.
Definitely not. No, definitely not.
I only watched one of the unseen bits, as in the one just gone. That noise is going to... She's brushing her hair here. That noise is going to come through the microphone.
Sorry.
She's addicted to brushing her hair. But the microphone picks up everything. Anyways... what was I saying? Oh yeah, so I only watched one unseen bit, which was the one just gone. Right. And you do get to see a little bit more of their personalities and the crack that they're having, do you know? So maybe he was a bit of crack and we just didn't see it, but...
I think it would have shined through, though.
True. Not to my standards.
Like, do you know what I'm saying?
The crack
saying?
Wasn't to my it standards. Wasn't... I'm sorry now.
No.
I'm sorry, Brad, if you're listening. But the crack just wasn't there.
Yeah.
And then Shazza. Sharon.
Sharon Gill.
Darlene. No, it just wasn't a bit of me, no.
There was no crack again.
Again, no.
There was no crack whatsoever with her.
No.
Her. Aaron as well, no crack really with him.
Just wasn't getting any crack vibes from you. And Jake is a bit of crack. Like you.
Jake
I'd
was
say
a wee bit,
a bit of fun with Jake. Him and Liam have a bit of crack currently, but before that,
dead.
Liam was
dead
mute.
Too.
Yeah, a dead too.
Dead too.
No, he was though. Like he was. It's like his old facial expressions.
Who's this?
Liam.
Liam, yeah, but
do you know what I mean, very stiff. In
yeah, him? But I think he's a very dry sense of humour. Do you know that way? He's like.
Yeah, he does.
He'd be taking the piss out of you without even knowing it, really.
Yeah, and that's great. I do.
I do like that, but I need a bit of.
I need a bit more, like, stop now with the noises!
Sorry, I'm new to these.
So yeah, Sharon and Faye originally weren't vibing with me. I wasn't vibing with them, they weren't vibing with me.
No, I didn't like that episode where they had a go at Hugo for...
No, but in general, I was getting... I hate calling girls bitches, but I was getting very bitchy vibes from Sharon and Faye together. Since Sharon, not that I'm saying that it's Sharon's fault, but since Sharon has left, Faye has appealed to me more or grown on me more. Maybe they were rubbing off each other.
But she's changed completely, really, Faye. She's let her guard down and we're seeing them more. Soft side to Faye big time.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, is it because everyone that she's surrounded with in there now is just not that vibe, whereas she had Sharon to kind of humour her bitchy side, because the two of them were kind of, you know, fiery, ready to jump on anyone for anything that they say. And now she's just surrounded by like really
nice
people who like would never have drama in their lives, so she can't be that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get you.
Possibly. Anyway, yeah, so Sharon just wasn't really for me. Lucinda.
I thought she was a really nice kiddo.
Yeah, I know, she's a lovely girl. Harmless.
Yeah, really lovely,
like,
yeah.
Away with the fairies, is that kind of vibe?
But I will say this.
What?
Lucinda. I think she was playing a game.
Oh, she was, of course, yeah.
Big time.
100%. That drama, though, over when Brad left and there was kind of the decision of who was going to leave, like, I don't know, I found, what was my thoughts on that again? I found that weird, like, I felt like it was always going to be Brad that left, but then when people were giving out to her or, like, judging her, no, sorry, do you remember, like, Faye and everyone was like, did he just say what I think he said about her, it would be a good opportunity for her, and they were like, that's not why you come in here, though, is it?
Yeah, like, come on, girl. That's so dramatic, like, wasn't it?
So dramatic, because obviously, court, like, once you're in there, like, obviously you're going to genuinely try and see if you fancy people, but, like, initially, obviously, in these days anyway, you are going in for the opportunity.
Oh, of course, or look what happens to them when they come out.
Like, come
big money.
Like, come out of the fog, smell the coffee, smell a wake up.
No, yeah, smell definitely. The
obviously, you're partly in there for
the fame.
The fame, really? The opportunities, money that you're going to make, the job opportunities, whatever. Like, why was she being so dramatic as if, like, oh my God, I can't believe that's what she said, as if it's brand new news. Like, I just don't get it. Anyways, and also she knew him for, like, 3 days. Are you going to give up the opportunity? Also, the experience. It's some crack in there, I'd say. Like, so it's literally a free holiday. Some
would
crack.
You win?
Would
you go in?
Never in a million years.
If you were single, no. Nothing. You wouldn't?
I couldn't, like. I just... You have to have some level of self-confidence. Some level of...
I think I would do it.
Oh, would you? I thought you said you would, but then you
and
wouldn't.
And then I changed my mind, but, like, for the crack, I think
the crack would be unreal, but I wouldn't be able to, like, they get torn apart, like, bit by bit. Like, lots of them have said that they didn't even have many insecurities before going in, and then they come out, and all of a sudden, they've never thought anything about, I don't know, their nose, their forehead, their teeth, their lips, their eyes, their... arms, their fucking, their stomach, and next thing it's a constant thing that they're seeing in all these comments, being like, she's a massive nose, or do you know what I mean? Like, personally, I just wouldn't be able for it. I would crumble. They just get an unmerciful amount of judgment, and I don't think
I know. I'm trying to think here now, would I be able for it? Probably not.
Like, fair play to them.
No, fair play to them, yeah. They must get some stick, and it's not right.
Yeah, no, I don't understand. I know, I've never commented on something
publicly. Why would you bother?
I just find that so weird, but it seems to be so common. Like, there's thousands.
Oh, very bad, yeah. So
thousands of comments. A lot of them negative. I've never commented ever in my life. I don't think on one thing, especially on someone that I don't know, like... I find it hard to, like, comment on people that I even half know. Do you know, if they put up, like, a picture where they look lovely, I'm nearly like... Ugh.
I know, I'm the same, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then people are going out of their way to comment negative things.
I know.
It's strange. Anyways, yeah, so it would be a no from me.
Right.
The crack would be unreal, great experience, but, like, sure, lots of people struggle big time after it. As well, are they kind of... There's a lot of pressure on you as well to do well after in whatever area you go into, whatever it might be, like setting up your own business or brand or getting sponsorship deals and stuff. And then you may not get them. And then you're kind of stuck in limbo. And then I'd say you feel like that's what I've heard anyway, that you feel very...
Like a failure almost.
Yeah, like a failure. Like that everyone else got all these deals and became so successful and... It just didn't happen for you for whatever reason. That's a lot of pressure as well. I think that was a lot of, Mike, I don't know how to pronounce his second name now, Mike Thelisis or something. So, he killed himself. That was really, really sad. But that was kind of that was talked about afterwards, like that he struggled money wise, not directly after, but like after that, you know, when the initial like talking about the show is being done like directly after it,
mm-hmm.
when that kind of faded away, maybe like a year later or maybe even 2 years later, because like he wasn't like one of the main characters either in it. And then I think he kind of struggled a bit with money, and I'd say it's just an awful lot of pressure. Because like you're judged whatever you do. If you decide to go back to your normal job then, or maybe you had such high hopes that you were going to leave your, I don't know, maybe he was doing some labouring job or scaffolding or something, and he saw something better for himself, and then it didn't work out. It could affect you.
Yeah, it's a big risk, isn't it? If you were to go in, I'd say, but
yeah,
fair play to them.
Yeah, because what I was going to say. People judge you then if you decide to go back to your regular 9 to 5. People are like, oh, it didn't work out for you there. Do you know? Not that you should care, but like you can't help if you
can't help. No, I know.
Anyways, we're after getting distracted. So, who were we talking about?
Lucinda.
Lucinda, my darling. Yeah, she was playing a game, so she went on to Aaron then, and that was just weird. She was with Aaron, and since they left the villa, they've called it off.
And apparently she's back with Brad now.
Yeah, apparently so. Apparently. I mean, like, they seemed like they got on very well, and they looked like they were well suited. She obviously was just with Aaron just to...
For the game.
Yeah, for the game. Fair play, sir. Do you know what
I
mean?
I feel sad for Aaron. I think he actually liked her, you know?
Yeah, but were they compatible? I think he fancied her. Like, she's obviously a gorgeous looking girl. Yeah, she's
stunning.
But are they actually compatible? Nah, probably not. Like, he probably just fancied her. Like, she's serious yoke. A tidy bit of gear.
Right, who's next?
Who is next? We could be here all day.
Chloe. I actually really didn't think I was going to like her at the start.
Same, I didn't think she was going to be a bit of me at all. I
really didn't think I was going to be on the Chloe train.
Yeah.
But I actually have warmed so much to her, like.
Yeah, same. Lately, I think she's gas. She's
hilarious. Yeah,
she's not drinking water out of that water bottle. Oh, I swear to God, there's wine or there's cider or something inside it. And she is sipping on that. Because she's drunk all the time, I'm telling you. Just the way she's away with the
fairies, man. She's just different gravy altogether.
Yeah, she's like, oh my god. No, that's not
you. No way.
No, that's Lucinda.
Oh, really?
It's just the way she's always shaking her head, and she's just like, I don't know, she just looks... She looks tipsy, borderline drunk all the time, but it's obviously just her mannerisms, but it's so funny. And yeah, so I didn't really like her at the beginning. I just didn't really know what to make of her, but now I'm like, no, you're actually gas.
Yeah, no, I actually like her now.
I'd say you'd have some crack with her, like.
Yeah.
It's all about the crack. What age is she? Is she like 23 or something?
She's young, yeah.
Yeah, that's how she comes across it. Who else? Oh... Yeah, so we like her.
Kaz.
Love Kaz.
She's had a tough time She's had
a tough time, yeah. Love Kaz. Kaz is really, really nice. Cute, chirpy all the time. And same with Liberty.
Liberty
is just an angel. Like, she's salt of the earth. Would do anything for her friends.
Yeah.
I'd love if she was my friend, like, you know. She's a real girl's girl, would big you up.
No, I love Liberty. Love Kaz. And I love their friendship.
Yeah, it's very nice. And then my favourite is Millie!
Is it? Is that your favourite?
Yes. I just feel like me and Millie would be good friends.
Yeah, me too, but...
Millie would be our friend, like.
Millie would be our friend.
Wouldn't she, though? She's very our vibe, like, she'd be on the same... She's just
normal. Sound, yeah.
Well, now that I've said that, it sounds like we're bigging ourselves up, but no, she's just my kind of girl, you know? Just,
yeah, there's no badness in her, or, like...
Yeah, she's just normal, down to earth. There's
easy going,
like, she just seems... And I love her style, and
I feel Liberty is as well. I'd say you'd have some buzz with her on a night out, wouldn't you?
Yeah, same. I love Liberty, yeah, but I just think... Millie is more down to earth, easygoing kind of vibe that I just feel like I would get on with her more. So yeah, I love her and I love her style as well. Everything she wears is banging. Then who else have we?
Well, that's all the kiddos, isn't it?
There's a few that Rachel... Oh, yeah. I didn't really like her. Then... No, I think that's kind of... Oh, Abby. We don't see much of her, but she seems like a very kind soul.
Yeah, she seems really, really nice, doesn't she? Like,
yeah, yeah. Are we forgetting anyone else now?
Well, I don't think so. I think we've covered all the girls.
The main girls, like...
No, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah, right, so the boys. We've covered Brad and Aaron. They're gone. Hugo... What do you think of Hugo?
I really loved Hugo at the start. Like, I thought he was really cute and innocent. And, you know, I felt sorry for him almost.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. I'm getting creepy vibes from him. Like, I think it's just because he was so desperate to find somebody. And, like, that whole thing with Toby when he did the speech. Yeah, it was weird. Just like, was there any need for that? And then... Do you know, that was the first bit of drama that we actually had.
It actually was,
to be fair
it?
To him, yeah.
Yeah,
Hugo, yeah. Now I'm not sure about him, to be fair.
Yeah, I'm just not sure. Yeah. I don't know what to make of him. I can't make head nor tails of him. So that's why I'm going to leave Hugo. Then
Jake.
What do we think of Jake?
Actually have mixed emotions with Jake.
Yeah. Same.
Like, he's a lovely lad, he's really nice, he's fun, he's... Liberty loves him, but is he playing a game?
Same, I just don't know. I don't know. I can't make head nor tails of him. Like, from looking in, before they went to Casa Amor... No, sorry, no. I was going to say, before they went to Casa Amor... You kind of would have nearly said he's grand and he's lovely and no, I'm not lovely now. Oh no, but do you remember what I was saying was every time Liberty poured her heart out to him, being like, I'm falling or I'm at the edge of the cliff or all that cringy shit. Every time, did he ever say anything back?
There was no response, no.
Nothing. He kind of laughed and be like, oh, you're so cute. Or when she said, I love you. Now, to be fair... He asked her out, but still though, I just feel like there's the potential that, I think everyone's kind of feeling the same vibe though.
Yeah.
That he's just like...
No, even when like she be saying, oh, you give me butterflies. He doesn't say, oh, you make me feel this way. He just be like, oh, I give you butterflies. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, like it's really, I find that so strange. Like, I just feel like if I was being vulnerable and saying... It makes me feel sick. But saying anything like that to a fella, being like, I think I really like you, and yeah, you actually give me butterflies. I'm actually cringing at the thoughts of it. But like, do you know, and if he didn't even say the same back, I'm like, well, I have to go. I'm gone anyway. Bye. Thank you.
Good job.
I'm just going to jump into the pool there and not come back up.
No. I'm scared that he's going to hurt her. Like.
But how does she not see that, though? Why has she never been like, are you going to say it back? When she said, I love you, grand if you're not feeling it, right? If you're not there yet, that's fine.
Yeah, but I think that's why he did laugh it off.
I know, but why isn't she being, like, questioning the fact that he's not, like, is she oblivious to the fact that he hasn't actually responded to any of these things that she said? Has she herself convinced? Or is she so into herself that she's blind to each other? You really are blind when you're
completely...
Your ears are closed. Vision. You have sunglasses on that are actually blacked out to everything in the world.
Yeah.
Other than what you actually want to get back from this relationship and what you're seeing. Do you know that kind of way? Like, she is heavy in. Like, she's already said she loves him.
No, she said it twice.
Oh, God, love it.
She said it twice.
Yeah.
And nothing back from him. But I feel like she said that, I love you. Like, she said it and then she kind of went, oh, what have I done there?
Like, oh, yeah, that time being like, love you. Yeah. I love you, but. Oh, that was it. I love you, but you're cringing me out now or something like that. Yeah. And then, yeah, he laughed it off then. No, why is nobody discussing this? Why is she not going to her friends being like, lads, I keep saying I love you to Jake and he's actually not saying it back. Once. I just don't get that. That's actually mind blowing. And surely everybody has noticed that. Like, people have, though. He spotted... I think he likes her, like, but he made bad comments about her at the start. Like, he said that, you know, if other blonde girls were going to come in, he could be turned, and...
He said he didn't want to rip her clothes off, didn't he?
Yeah, like, he said a few things at the start that are kind of like, oh, so, but now you're in a relationship with her?
Yeah.
Do you know, I feel like he just, he said those things, and now he's like, oh, actually, me and her could have potential in this to win it.
To win it, yeah.
Because nobody had a connection other than them at the beginning.
No.
So, like, they easily could have won it.
He might have seen an opportunity and he's just going.
Yeah, but I feel like everyone is seeing that, though, and they probably won't win it because it's kind of obvious, but also they still could win it.
Oh, I hope she doesn't get heartbroken.
I know. Like, everyone thought his head was going to turn, though, in Casa Amor, but it didn't. But also, that's because... Yes.
Would it have, though, if...
If he... Lads, honestly now, right? All he kept saying to the boys was... Lads, do what, like, you're not in relationship. Like,
yeah.
You're not boyfriend and girlfriend, so you can do whatever. Bearing in mind, he only just asked her to be his girlfriend. So basically, he's saying, like, lads, I made a mistake.
Yeah,
I'm after asking her to be my girlfriend, so I actually can't do anything. Please do what I could have done if I came here 2 days earlier. Do you know what I mean?
I think I was getting that.
Because he's basically saying, like, if I hadn't asked... Because, like, he was pushing Liam and him... Liam and Millie were in 2 days previous, like, before he asked her to go out. Liam and Millie and Liberty and Jake were in the exact same kind of position. Yeah. So, what? He's saying, like, if it was 2 days earlier and they came into Castlemore, it was free reign to do whatever he wanted.
I would have loved to have seen...
Loved to have seen it. She was going brushing her hair. Brush it, girl.
No, I would have loved to have seen what Jake would have done if he didn't have
a girlfriend. He was living his life vicariously through the boys. 100%.
Definitely, 100%. Sure, he was literally telling them what to do.
Like. Yeah, it was like he was there with a stick behind their backs, being like, go on, boys, go on, go on. Do it, like, do it. They all honestly had themselves convinced that it was grand because each of them were like, no, boys, seriously.
No, it's this thing of, I need to go over here with this girl and see what my connection is like, just to make sure my connection with my other girl is fine. That's not how it works.
That's not how it works. You either know or you don't know if you have to question it.
Your connection isn't good enough.
Yeah, like, maybe your relationship would last... A little bit, like, you easily probably could be in a relationship for a while, but it's going to break down eventually because it obviously wasn't real in the beginning. That's my opinion anyway.
Well, let's just jump straight in. Millie and Liam, I feel if your relationship is strong enough, you would do what Millie did, and she didn't even let herself get to know anyone. She didn't want to. It was, you know... Liam wanted to get to know someone else, which is...
Yeah, he was mad for it from the beginning. Like,
from the minute he got in.
He kissed her on the first night because he kissed her like the... It was kiss whoever you fancy the most, and he kissed her. Then he had a three-way kiss with two other girls. I think there were two other girls in it. That was all part of a game. Right, grand. But then continued to get to know her. I just feel...
You just don't,
right? There's two... I'm playing devil's advocate here as well. You can say that it's grand that they weren't in a relationship and whatever, right? You can say that. That's completely valid. They weren't in a relationship. He has... Technically, he has the right to get to know other people and whatever. But I just feel like... If you're at a stage where you're getting into a relationship with someone, I don't want... I'm not... Like, that's at the beginning when you're supposed to be, like, mad about someone and you're supposed to be, like, 100% in because you're crazy about this person. And then you get into a relationship and that's how it's supposed to, like, blossom.
Yeah.
If at the beginning someone's kind of, like, humming and hawing whether... being in a relationship with you or being exclusive with you is for them and they have to just test the waters and see. For me, it's a no.
Yeah, but like, fair enough, a kiss. Like, do you know the way you play a game and you have a kiss, or you a kiss? But he wanted to get to know that girl. He wanted to go further and explore when you shouldn't be at that stage.
Yeah, I just feel like you just wouldn't. No. If you were really interested in someone,
you wouldn't want
that's
to.
When the sparks are flying and you're like, oh my god. You just wouldn't. No. Like, if you were really interested, that's my opinion. Like, Gran, you could excuse the game. Like, if you're not in a relationship and it's just kind of, you're kind of like, and you could easily be like, oh, I just did it for the game, I didn't really enjoy it.
Yeah.
And you may not have enjoyed it that much, you know, it was probably just like, whatever. You could excuse that, right? But the other thing, getting to, like, the way he was with her.
Yeah, it was just...
If I was Mealy and I saw that...
Good luck!
Adios, amigos! See you later, my darling. See you never, actually.
Yeah, no, it'd be...
No.
Good night. Bye-bye from me, anyway.
Yeah, like, at the beginning, I want someone who is 100%.
Yeah.
If they're not 100% at the very beginning when it's all fucking honeymoon phase, then sure, Jesus Christ, maybe, like,
what chance have you
got? What chance have you got then? Do you know what I mean? Like, no, he didn't do anything crazy. Like, I've heard worse things going on in the world, and people have done much more horrible things in relationships. But for me, it would be no. And I just feel like...
It's a no for me.
Yeah. And I just feel like she can do so much better.
No, yeah, she can. But I think she's going to go back there. Definitely. Yes. Definitely is.
I can sense it. We just watched that episode. Yeah, the latest episode.
She's waiting on him, isn't she, really?
Well, she kind of basically said that he's going to have to graft. Mm-hmm. As in, before we can reunite, he's going to have to graft.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she broke it off with him.
She did, but she doesn't... She wants to be with him, and, you know, it's one thing on the outside. You can tell him, go away from me, I don't want to see you again. But she's stuck in there with him, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, can you imagine that, like, he's obviously going to get loads of attention just naturally, as they all do when he gets out.
Yeah.
Imagine the trust issues. She had trust issues beforehand, she said, from previous relationships.
Yeah.
So he's after fucking her over once. Imagine going out into, like, this is completely foreign to us now, but going out into the real world then when they come out, when they're, like, practically celebrities and everyone wants a piece of them.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, do you think he's not going to get tempted because he's 21 and that's, you know, any fella, well, maybe girls as well, but any fella in particular... would be, do you know, they'd be mine, but that's their dream.
Like a kid in a candy shop.
Literally, like, it's girls after them. Loads and loads and loads of girls, good looking girls after them, messaging them. That is their dream. And you're telling me at age 21, your man's not going to be hopping on that. Yes, he will.
I know. Do you know, I'd rather that he actually brought Lily back. He should have just brought her back.
That's what I said, yeah. And she said that too. Like, that would have been easier. 100% would have been easier because it just would have... It would have been more visual for her. She would have been able to distance herself from the situation because she'd just be seeing him with her. Whereas now she's out of the picture, Lily's out of the picture, and he's there, and he seems to just be making jokes. That'd be my weakness now as well.
Yeah.
You know, making jokes and trying to have the crack and make me laugh. Like, I do find it hard to hold a grudge with people. So if you were having the crack with me and trying to make light of the situation... I'm very bad for, like, you know, someone could do me very wrong. And if you just kind of, if you apologise and make a jokiness out of it, I'd crack quite.
I know, especially if you really easy. Like the person.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. She really, really fancies
falling him. Falling for him, basically.
Yeah. She's 24 and he's 21. Too young for me. I'm sorry now.
Way too young for me. Anyway.
Way too young for you. Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah, Liam is...
He's not a criminal or anything.
No,
like,
he's not a criminal.
He's not a horrible person, but...
She deserves better.
She
deserves somebody to treat her the way she deserves to be treated, and it's not like that, so...
No. He just wanted his cake
and to eat it too. Yeah, he was on a lad's holiday, and he was enjoying every minute, and then he was coming home to his wife, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, but when, sorry now, so when he came back in, And he was on his own. And how wasn't she one?
No, that was cruel. That broke her.
That was really, really cruel.
Yeah.
And she was so, so happy because she'd obviously been so stressed. And then... No, so then Lily comes back and tells the story when he laughed.
He laughed?
I know it was probably an awkward laugh.
Sorry now, darling.
I was freaking out. I was freaking out. I was literally in bed watching. I was like, what is funny? Literally, what's funny?
What are you laughing at? Like?
What are you laughing at? If I saw him, because she didn't really look behind her when he was laughing, like she was looking forward.
Yeah.
If I caught wind of him laughing, as this girl is delivering this information to me, he'd be getting a slap into the jaw. A slap into the jaw is what he'd be getting. It just, no, it blew my mind. Anyways. And then he tried to like play it down and all that. I don't know. Honestly, I just think, right, all of them went away. So none of them were loyal except for Jake and Teddy, God love him. And they all had each other convinced. They had themselves convinced that, like, this is grand. What we're doing is actually fine. Yeah. I don't think they really thought that it was going to blow up. Because they're so, like, no, boys blow my mind sometimes. They just had themselves convinced. They were like, sure, live with no regrets,
it's
my
grand.
Friend.
Yeah.
Boys, it's grand. No regrets. You're not in a relationship. And they thought that the girls were going to be like, yeah, no, like,
be true to myself.
Be true to yourself. What are you on about? That's just...
That's an excuse. That is...
That is an excuse,
It's an excuse for the boys to go off and do what they want for a couple of days.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Be true to yourself, no. So means be completely disloyal and disregard everything that you've actually told the girls previously. Like, sure, Liam and Millie were on about going home and meeting each other's parents
family,
and stuff. And they knew, like, he knew Millie wasn't going to be turning her head. Your man Tyler knew that Kaz was not going to be turning her head. Like, do you know, they know the kind of girls that they were with, that they were very loyal and that they were very into them, and they weren't going
to be. But
that's
just men. I'm sorry, not all men, but, like, mostly men.
Yes, I'm sorry, guys. If you're
it's
listening.
So annoying, like...
They just don't think. They don't think about other people's feelings that much.
No.
And they just... I don't know, it just blows my mind like that. It's so common for lads to go away. Literally, they want their cake and to eat it too, and they want to be able to come back to the original person again and act as if nothing happened. Like, that's not real life. Like, that does not happen. If you're going to stray, that's it, and it's done, like.
I know, yeah. It's the neck of them, isn't it?
Yeah, like, I can't imagine... I don't know, like, I'm saying this now, and sure, God knows what I could do in the future, but I just feel like straying, you're done. I don't know, I just find it weird when lads go off with other girls, and they always want to come back to the original one, and then they're like, oh no, sure, that meant nothing, or...
Yeah, that wasn't...
What do you mean, like...
meant nothing, it's grand. No, it's not actually grand.
Yeah, it's actually not grand one bit.
Yeah.
If you've done that, you gotta go. Like,
who else did it?
Tyler came in all guns blazing, just was like, I love
Kez,
you, I'm
Kez,
all for you,
Kez,
my darling.
Kaza,
my love, I'm all for you.
Yeah,
you're
sold her a
one.
Dream, really.
Oh, sold her a dream, yeah. Sold her a fucking dream.
Another one.
No, the usual crack, though, like, just don't say it.
Yeah.
She was probably going to fancy him regardless. That's what gets me. The girl will probably fancy you. If your personality is going to shine and you show a bit of interest and you're clicking...
That's all you need.
Mm. Like, she's going to fancy. You don't need to sell a girl this dream of, I see a future with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to bring you home to my family. I could see us having babies. There's no need for a lie. Girls believe it because that stuff would never leave my mouth unless I meant it. Like, never, ever. I would just never physically be able to say it. I barely say that to fucking Dennis. Do you know what I mean?
Dennisita.
Like, I would honestly barely say that to Dennis. Like, do you know?
But that's why girls get so angry then. That's why we're so psycho and we want to kill them for doing it.
Yeah.
There's no need for it. Like, just be yourself.
Just be honest.
Yes.
That's They'll still be there. They'll still have sex with you. Honestly, don't worry. Like, you know, it's actually not that hard to have sex with a girl. I'm sure they'll do it, minus the lies.
Yeah, you know? That's why Kaz is so angry now. It's like, sure, Toby did it to her.
Yeah. That's what I was saying to you the other day. And you were like, oh, is she embarrassing herself? Because she was freaking out so much at Tyler. And I said that I don't think it's so much... Well, I mean it is Tyler, but I think it's the Toby thing and the Tyler thing all
together.
Yeah. Cause she didn't say a word. It was like, do you remember Toby was like, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, she was almost calm.
No. That's fine. And then it happened to her twice then in the space of a few weeks, and she was just like, Right. Let's have it.
Yeah.
And she just let it all out. But fair enough though. I think fair enough. Don't come at me.
Yeah.
Tell me all these things, and then it'll just be absolute bullshit. And it was bullshit, like, because if he felt those things and that was where his head wouldn't have turned. Like, no, maybe she should have smelled a rat. And other people might say, devil's advocate, some people might say, well, you know what boys are like, and you shouldn't have believed it in the first place.
No, that's not okay. No, that's
not okay. Now, to be fair, if I was, if I was to, if me and Dennis were to break up for whatever reason, and I was to, go on the dating scene again, I feel like I just wouldn't believe anything that comes out of boys' mouths, because I've heard enough of it, like, do you know, not even myself, but like through friends and the likes of fucking Love Island, do you know what I mean? I just, anything, if I hear a friend be like, oh, he said this and this, I'm like,
I know, yeah,
bullshit, do you know what I mean? Anyway, so yeah, no, poor Kaz. And no, I think she was right. Like, she's calling him out, and he's
bullshit. No, it was
like,
good. Yeah, he needed that.
Yeah. You can't be doing it.
But he's kind of waking up, and he's like, oh man, I actually did really like her.
Yeah, no. When he came away, then is when she was giving out to him. She's very good at getting her point across.
Was very strong.
Yeah, she's, you know, she has her words straight. There's no, she's not like stuttering.
Yeah.
She's like, be careful what you say there now, because I think you're telling me that you were forced to do it. I think that's what I'm hearing. So just fix that one up.
Yeah.
No, but then when he walked away and he was like to the boys, I actually just don't have an
extension. He's like, I've no leg to stand on, yeah.
He was burnt. Like, he came away being like, no boys, she's actually dead fucking
she's
right.
Dead,
like,
right, yeah.
He's there thinking, actually, yeah, what the fuck did I just do there? I have no leg to stand on. That just goes to show how good she is at.
No, it's good. I'm glad she got her point across. She was very direct, and I'm Team Kaz.
It's Team Kaz, yes. Right. Who? Teddy and Faye.
Oh, this one breaks my heart.
Yeah, the producers did them dirty.
Yeah, I was really upsetting, to be honest. Like,
yeah, but you know the way people go on about, like, oh, how the show messes with your mental health and stuff?
That was a good example.
There was no need.
There was no need for it. There was no need to do it for Teddy. Like,
yeah.
Do you know, especially after
they did it for her because she's so fiery. They knew she was going to freak.
Yeah, they wanted a bit.
They
of
wanted
drama,
a bit of drama. Yeah.
But she never even freaked that much. She was like, right, okay.
Yeah.
Sam, my darling.
Yeah, but she doesn't want to show her feelings that would, towards boys. Like, she'll freak if it's necessary, but she won't be getting angry and fiery and shouty towards boys that she has feelings towards, because she doesn't want them to know.
Yeah, she was like, I'm fine, remember?
She actually cracks me up. She's like, oh, and the kiss? And the kiss. No, the look like the
No.
Not about the kiss, no?
Remember the kiss, actually.
Just pure being cheeky.
No.
Oh, no.
She just got her back up there, didn't she? She was like, well, what about the kiss? Sure. Yeah. Kiss, hello!
She just didn't want to look like a fool. Like you said earlier, that she should have stuck with her guns and stayed with him. Like, stood there and waited. Do you know the way, like, Abby did? She stood on her own.
Yeah.
And...
like, because what Faye and Teddy has had was stronger than Toby and Abby.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Big time. I just feel she should have given him the chance to explain himself.
Yeah, but she really didn't want to be made a fool of. She thought he was going to walk in with someone, you see. Like.
Yeah.
So she did not want to be standing there on her own. I feel like, right, if you were in that situation, would you stand there on your own and stick with your guns and be like, well, look what you have to do now. I hope you feel like a piece of shit because I'm standing here on my own. Or would you rather try and not look like a fool, even though you don't look like a fool, I don't think, but whatever, not look like a fool and try and get one up on them by picking somebody else and standing there?
No, I don't think you look like a fool. Like,
I don't think so
for
either.
Me, it makes them look like the bigger fool for her, you know.
Yeah, but that's obviously what they feel, though, that they, because when you're standing there on your own, I'm sure you do feel like a fool.
You must, but at the same time,
but you actually really don't, like, they do always look like the bigger fool. Always.
It also depends what the picture was. Do you know, if it was just a kiss, I might have been like, could be a challenge. You know, you just don't know.
Yeah. I think she thought she did kind of fancy her man, Sam, though.
Did she?
I think so. Like, do you know, when she heard that was going on, she was kind of like, right, well, sure, I may as well just try one of these fellas, and I she kind
They did kind of get on, didn't they?
Yeah, like, they had good banter and whatever.
Yeah, there was good, conversation was flowing with them.
Yeah, so maybe she was just like, oh, sure, I may as well try that, rather than just standing here on my own, waiting for him to come back with another girl.
It's a difficult one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a difficult one. It depends on how much you really like the...
Yeah.
Do you know... I wouldn't just pick someone for the sake of it if I really didn't fancy anybody else. I'd just be like...
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, like the way Millie did. I know she only saw him in bed with somebody, but, like, you know, she was always going to stand there on her own regardless. Anyway.
I just feel the producers did them really wrong.
Yeah.
Like, the teddy bear at the end, he was so excited to come back to Faye.
Yeah.
It's sad, but I'm glad that they've managed to sort things out by the looks of it, which is really good.
Yeah, she stayed outside with him last night, which is brilliant.
They might go on and win it. What do you think?
I've seen a lot of people say that, yeah.
I hope they do. Because I love Teddy, and I do actually like Faye.
Teddy is lovely. Faye is lovely. Still don't majorly know if I think they're compatible.
No, I don't know yet, but the more I'm seeing them... Do you know, they really missed each other.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
And he's good for her because he calms her down.
Yeah.
Do you know, he'd be like, no, Faye. I think they do work well together, so it'd be nice to see if it does work out. And I'd rather him win it than Jake. I'm sorry now.
Yeah, no, Jake is... I don't say Jake is evil. He's obviously not evil. But
he's smart in what he did. Very smart and sly.
Sneaky. He knows what he's doing. But yeah, so they're lovely. Oh, your man Matt that Kaz is with.
Oh, yeah, we forgot about him.
Yeah, so like Matt and Clarice. So Tyler is currently coupled up with Clarice.
Yeah.
And then Kaz is coupled up with Matt.
I felt sorry for Matt big time.
On the episode that we just watched there, right?
He's got the huff.
Yeah. But, like, Kaz is being unreasonable.
No, she is. Because Matt's not giving her his full attention and, you know, being the way he usually is. But can you blame him?
No.
You can't, because it's completely clear to everybody that she wants to be with Tyler.
Literally, she just had a full-blown argument, has been crying over this fella, and then, like...
Still expects Matthew to be running after her and all. I'm sorry.
And she said it outright at the recoupling. Would you have coupled up with Matthew if he came, if she hadn't seen that postcard? And she goes, no.
No.
And she reckons Matthew was supposed to be pining after her.
Yeah, she was like, sorry, what else have you got to focus on apart from me? That's what she said.
No, that's crazy. That made me dislike Kaz a little
bit. Yeah, let me down big time. Yeah.
Let me down.
You can't expect somebody to be running after you when you're giving all your energy to somebody else. It's not.
Yeah, you like, it's blatantly obvious that you're not interested in him. You just need him there
for comfort.
For attention.
Yeah, attention, yeah.
Very bad, but yeah, no, so funny that image of them, or the video clip of them all going to bed. Matthew was away, gone to sleep. Blindfold.
Blinkers on, yeah.
What are they called?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm out.
Sleeping blind or something.
Sleeping blind! Sleeping blind! You had one, eye mask.
Yeah, eye mask, yeah.
Sleeping eye mask, the ones that wear to sleep. Everyone else was still up and awake and kind of having a bit of crack. Nah, Matthew was away asleep anyway. Matthew was...
Yeah, and she was like, he didn't even cuddle me or...
Yeah. This was the day after.
I know, yeah, but...
But yeah, before that,
he's literally just been like, do you know what?
Yeah. No, Matthew must be like a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's a shame. Boy, he's such a lovely boy. Yeah, I know. It's actually really kind of... It's a shame for him.
I know,
He's literally getting, like, strung along in her situation, and it's not fair.
At first I thought, like, oh, sure, he probably doesn't care any. Like, I don't think he has interest in her.
No, he's getting made a fool out of, really.
Yeah, he is,
So, I think he's just been like, do you know what?
I hope he gets with somebody else. He's a nice fella. Irish!
Yes!
I said. From just outside Belfast.
Yeah. No, he seems a really nice guy. I hope he finds someone nice.
Yeah.
Toby!
Toby
is.
No, where's my phone? Oh, shite. My phone's recording. Oh, no, where's your phone? I wanted to show you something on the Love Island page.
Toby is. I'm just going to check this. Different gravy altogether, isn't he, really?
Different gravy, and someone's outside either cutting the lawn or blowing leaves now at the minute. Show me the Love Island page. Right. This, right. So they put up a picture of the x-axis is time and the y-axis is Toby's level of pickle. Because you know the way he was going on about, oh, I'm in a pickle.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's like day one. Also, look at his face. You know the way he makes those faces all the time when he's really thinking and he's like, what is going on? He just looks troubled all the time.
Yeah.
And he's like, Jesus, what'll I do? Anyway, day one. Couples up with Kaz. Day 8. Gives Kaz his all. Literally goes, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Day 11. Kisses Chloe. Day 24. Gets to know Abby. Day 25. Couples up with Abby. Day 29. Meets Mary at Casa Amor. Day 32. Recouples with Mary. Day 35. Admits his feelings for Chloe. Day 36. In a pickle. Oh no.
He's just constantly in a pickle. He doesn't know what to do.
He's a fried egg. Fried. He does not know what he's doing. He's also only 20, is he? I think he's only 20, so give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, maybe...
Because the way he's always like, I've never been in a relationship before. He goes on as if like he doesn't know how human beings work. Like, do you know what I mean?
He just, a bit of attention from any girl, I think. He was just like, oh, yeah.
He uses his youth and his inexperience as an excuse to be like, no, but sure, lads, I make mistakes. Sure, give me a break. Like, I don't know what's going on in the world. I don't know how to communicate with females.
Yeah, but you know how people should be treated and it's not
literally
that.
Literally, like, come on, don't be acting stupid. But no, at this stage, at first I was kind of like, oh, this fella's annoying. I just didn't really have much time for him.
Yeah.
Even the other day, like, he was talking to Abby and I was just like, I forwarded on because I was like, nah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just, I know. He just doesn't ever know what he's talking about. Like,
I know, it's kind of laughable now. At this stage,
now I'm just laughing. Like, when he goes on, then he was into Chloe again. I was just like, because when he sat down with Abby, like, nothing actually comes out of his mouth. Do you know what I mean? He's just like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, you're nice and she's nice and I can have you, but I can have her. And I'm just like, there's actually no conversation going on here. I'm actually watching nothingness occurring, so I'm actually going to forward it. I had to do it the other day. But anyway, he made me laugh.
Well, maybe now he knows what he wants, because he's after ending it with...
Maybe they'll win it! Maybe.
No.
No, imagine Toby and Chloe winning it. That would be funny.
No, he can't win it after what he's done to the other three girls. It's not right.
No, it's not right. No, he won't win it. Who else? Have we touched everyone?
Yeah.
No, we've forgotten someone, have we? No.
No,
I actually don't think we have. And there's nobody new coming in the next episodes.
Oh, yeah. I hope they do a challenge, though, and expose them.
Yeah, this is what we were saying. No, what were we saying?
Remember, it's like the headline. It's like blank, blank, blank.
Oh, no, that would be very good. That needs to
They'll
happen.
They'll all be shocked, I think, if like one about Jake comes up. They'll be like, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They need a little bit of info from the outside. For the Liam and Millie situation.
Definitely, yeah.
Everything, yeah. That headline challenge that they all do, or the Twitter challenge.
Yeah, it'll be great, wouldn't it?
Oh my God, the Twitter challenge will be good, because I feel like Jake will be called out an awful lot. Because honestly, I think all of them and Liberty have no idea.
No.
Of what the public thinks
definitely
of Jake.
Definitely don't, like, no.
They'll be mind blown. Mind blown, mind blown. But mind blown.
But it's good. It'll
spice it up. Yeah, geez, we love this show, don't we?
No, but it's actually getting good now after all that time. It's fair play to them. They've turned it around.
Fair play.
And they leave it on a cliffhanger every night. They don't even have to.
No, they don't. That like, TikTok you sent me.
We are going to be there, lads. Yeah.
What was it? Play it. Play the TikTok. She sent me this TikTok the other day and I was actually pissing myself laughing.
No, it's just the way she says it. She's
the way she says it. And then when she gets up. Because there is no need for the cliffhangers.
No, there's no need.
We are coming back every day.
Back regardless of how you end the episode. We're going to be there. Like, what?
What else do you think? Everyone that's watching it is addicted to it. Like, they're committed to the series.
Oh, they're committed, yeah.
It's in our chat. You sent it to me on TikTok.
Oh, there it is.
Right, this is a message for the producers of Love Island. If you're not them, scroll up. We don't need a cliffhanger, okay? It's starting to piss me off now. You get to the good bit, bam, cliffhanger. We're coming back every fucking day. What do you think we're doing with our lives? What do you think we're doing? We don't have plans. We're coming back. Fucking pack it in. Right, this is
the way she goes when she stands up and she... What are they called again?
Oodies.
Oodies. And she's there, like, pacing the room, like, no, like, what do you think we're doing? Why do you keep doing it to us? It's very good.
No, I think we've touched everything.
Yes. Ellis, I would like to thank you very much for coming on as my lovely guest.
Thanks for having me.
And we've... As I say this at the start already, we've already recorded... an episode where we're chatting about traffic control, which sounds so random. If you're at home, you're probably like, why am I going to listen to that episode? But anyway, I thought it was interesting, and so did Ellis.
Yes.
So Ellis is going to play us out on the ukulele.
Oh! Then.
Whoa! Back on the ukulele! Sing it, girl. Thank you for listening. And as always, subscribe. Oh, no. Subscribe? Oh, yeah. Subscribe and follow me on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And also leave me a review and a rating. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, guys.
See you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.